I'm Tom Rowe with the WGXC local news for Wednesday, January 6, 2015. You can go to the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here, with links to all the local publications at WGXC.org. Just click on the newsroom. New Catskill Town Supervisor Doreen Davis was sworn in January 5th as the town held its reorganization and regular meetings, testing its first live web stream.
I will faithfully discharge the duties of supervisor
according to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
Just thank everyone who's here. We started on January 1st, and it is my privilege to participate with everybody that is working in town government. We've got a huge amount of things to do, but you probably met a multitude of times getting to talk before January 1, and now we'll really start getting to work in earnest. So again, thank you for placing your faith and not only myself, but the rest of the team. And I can speak for all of them that we have nothing but your interests at heart. So thank you.
Davis, a Democrat, beat Joseph Leggio, a Republican from Palinville, by 8 votes in the November election. Davis announced a live web stream of Catskill Town meetings with WGXC at no cost to Catskill taxpayers, so that each meeting can be streamed live online and archived for later listening.
And we are experimenting a bit tonight, but we will probably go live in our second meeting in January. The idea being that we will have audio broadcast of our town board meetings live in the future. Tonight is our test run, and we will have it archived with our partner in this endeavor, which is WGXC, which is our local community radio station. They have volunteered to work us through this process. And I want to shout out to Galen Joseph Hunter, who helped us with this, and our engineer over here, part-time volunteer, Mr. Crane Davis. So Liz will work on getting this a link onto our website, and I'm saying this for the purpose of the archive, a link on our town website, and then we will also have it on our Facebook page, the Town of Catskill.
That entire town meeting from Catskill this January 5th is online also at WGXC.org in the archives and in the WGXC newsroom. Katie Kozdzianski is reporting in the Daily Mail that Leeds resident Beth Horton is the new director of the Catskill Community Center as of January 1st, replacing Lorraine Warner. Horton previously worked for the center as the after-school supervisor and program director. She is the founder and owner of Pamper Time in Leeds. Horton's background includes work in the medical and banking industries and as a teaching assistant for the North Colony Central School District. Horton lauded Warner and the center's board of directors for their work in establishing the center. Long hours and hard work have brought it to a good place, she said, and she is ready to take it to the next level, improving programs for the entire Catskill community. Horton's plans include a partnership with the Catskill Central School District, and she is also thinking about starting a coffee house on Friday nights. Horton also plans to expand the Catskill Farmers Market from a seasonal to year-round market. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Kenneth C. Crow II is reporting in the Times Union that the town of Nassau is preparing to investigate allegations of misconduct by individuals affiliated with the proposed Kinder Morgan natural gas pipeline and the impact on local properties. Residents have complained about alleged trespassing by pipeline representatives, Supervisor Dave Fleming said. There are specific complaints. They pass themselves off as working for the town and have identified themselves as members of law enforcement, Fleming also said. Quote, the town has recently learned that the pipeline company is proposing the use of town property and rights of way for construction of this pipeline. Detailed maps of this construction pathway have been requested but have not been supplied by Kinder Morgan, unquote. The town is consulting with legal counsel about the possibility of investigating the allegations and subpoenaing witnesses to testify. Kinder Morgan spokesman Richard Wheatley denied there was a problem and said the company has provided the town with the requested information. Quote, remain in a steady working dialogue, unquote, Wheatley said. Fleming said the town board is weighing whether it would formally open an investigation. The board will meet next week in executive session to discuss the next steps. The 133-mile Northeast Energy Direct pipeline would connect gas wells in Pennsylvania to facilities in Schoharie Town of Wright, crossing the towns of Nassau, Scodack, Steventown in southern Rensselaer County before heading to Massachusetts. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Today is Wednesday, January 6th, 2016, and there are many public meetings today. In Athens, the village board meets at 6:30 p.m. at the Athens Community Center. In Catskill, there's a Zoning Board of Appeals meeting at 6 p.m. at Town Hall. There's also a Catskill Central School District school board meeting in Catskill. Claremont has a planning board meeting at Town Hall at 7 p.m. Copake, there's a Hamlet Revitalization Task Force meeting at 7 p.m., and the Environmental Committee meets at 7 p.m. Ghent, the planning board has an application meeting and Zoning Board of Appeals meeting, both at 7 p.m. at Town Hall in Ghent. In Greene County, the Legislature Committee meets. Legislature Committee meetings include the Health Services meeting, the County Resources and Public Safety meeting at 6 p.m. in the caucus room at the County Building, 411 Main Street. In Greenport, the Greenport Town Board holds its organizational meeting tonight. Hudson, the Industrial Development Agency meeting has been canceled today. In Jewett, the town board meets at 7 p.m. In Kinderhook, the town's 9H and 9 corridor meeting is at 7 p.m. And the village board meets in Kinderhook and with a budget hearing at 7 p.m. In Prattsville, the planning board holds a public hearing on the site plan review for the Tubing Park and Winter Sports Facility proposed at 1491 County Route 2. And the regular monthly town meeting follows that public hearing in Prattsville. New Baltimore has a public hearing before the town of New Baltimore Zoning Board of Appeals tonight about the application for the Package Pavement Company at 14554 U.S. Route 9W in the town of New Baltimore. Go to the WGXC newsroom for more details about any of these public meetings and call in advance to make sure they're still going on. National Weather Service in Albany predicts a sunny day with a high near 36 and a low around 15. Thursday, sunny with a high near 39 and a low around 19. And Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 39. You're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported creative community radio for Green, Columbia, Albany, Rensselaer, Dutchess, Ulster, Delaware, Schoharie counties, and Western Massachusetts.